SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Commemoration services took place Wednesday in the Netherlands and at the site of the MH17 crash in the Russian-controlled part of the Donetsk region. Grieving families recited the names and ages of all 298 passengers and crew killed as they marked the 10th anniversary of the tragedy at a solemn ceremony near Amsterdam. Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down over eastern Ukraine on the 17th of July, 2014. All passengers and crew on board, including 196 Dutch citizens and 38 Australians, were killed, leaving the plane's wreckage and the remains of the victims scattered across fields of corn and sunflowers. Dutch national Evert van Zietveld lost his daughter and son, Frederik, aged 19, and Robert Jan, 18, along with their grandparents.
It's a black day. So we have what he saw here, but there's not others than last year or year before. So what's very important is that we mention the name of the loved ones. By the people, parents or other people, and that's very important.
Anton Cote's children were also on board.
I lost three of my kids, and I'm 10 years further on in my life, and they missed 10 years of their life. It's so unjustified for me that I'm still here, and they are killed by war action. You know, that's very emotional for me. Well, I'm 80 years old now, and they were in middle age, in the middle of their life, with good jobs and a good education for the kids. And, well, it's awful what they did in Russia.
Hundreds of family members were joined by Dutch King Willem Alexander, politicians and diplomats at a memorial close to Schiphol Airport, where the Kuala Lumpur-bound Boeing 777 departed from. Australia's Attorney General Mark Dreyfus represented his country at the Dutch memorial site, where 298 trees commemorate each victim. Two of the trees are for the Zietveld siblings.
And it's very important that we remember them, and that we go to the trees, because we have trees for all our children and parents along, and that is very important to be here.
Flags of the countries that lost citizens hung at half-staff next to a field of blooming sunflowers. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof pledged to keep up the fight to hold accountable those responsible.
We are always hoping for it. We also want, after the decisions in the district court in The Hague, we hope, of course, that we get people in detention as well. But it's fair to say that Russia is not helping. So we are hoping, but it's going to be very difficult. But the two procedures I mentioned, I'm sure that we proceed very long on that one.
But you're not going to give up?
We are not going to give up, certainly not, no.
The Netherlands and Australia are pursuing Russia in international courts, including the European Court of Human Rights and the International Civil Aviation Organization, for its alleged involvement in the MH17 incident. An investigation found that the missile that hit the plane came from a Russian military base and was fired from a separatist-controlled area. Despite Moscow's denials and the conviction of two Russians and Ukrainian separatists by a Dutch court in 2022, Russia has not extradited them. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has decried the downing of the passenger airliner.
Скільки б зусиль не знадобилось, No matter how much effort is required, there must be accountability for all those who brought this evil, as they are evil themselves. And the same applies to the thousands of other Russian crimes of this war and this aggression itself. After all this, a lasting peace can only be based on a satisfied sense of justice for those who suffered from the aggression.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.